Change and unpredictability.
But I checked your forecast online. It's not supposed to be raining. Who do I email to complain about that? And please don't say God.
Whereas I have a fear of feeling stuck and positively welcome living with a certain uncertainty. After all, you don't ever know what a day will bring. Not with Krzysztof, our opera-loving Polish chef, and Lizzie, our 20-year-old recovering kleptomaniac waitress.
Morning, people.
Hi, Lizzie.
What are you doing, Lizzie? You can't bring your bike in here.
Got a puncture?
Oh, well, I can see that, but you can't change an inner tube in the kitchen.
Oh, come on, Claire. Christoph's not here yet.
It's got nothing to do with Christoph.
It's his kitchen, like.
Oh, careful, Lizzie. You'll upset the management.
Where is he anyway? It's after 9 o'clock.
I thought he'd be here at the crack. We're starting the new autumn menu today, aren't we?
I know some of the recipes.
You're doing nothing until you get that bike out of here, Lizzie. This is basic health and safety.
Probably healthier and safer to have a bike with both tyres working, mind you.
Oh, and look at that dirt. Think of the germs you're bringing in.
It's fine. I scraped the dog poo off the muck guard outside.
Dog poo? Oh, for goodness sake, where's the bleach?
Oh, wind up alert, Claire. I'll take my bike out the back before I need to get my inhaler out.
Oh, look, you can laugh, Trish, but it won't be funny if we're shut down for spreading toxoplasmosis.
Is that not a cat thing?
That woman with the squint still waiting on her scrambled eggs, by the way.
Goodness sake, Lizzie, keep your voice down.
I'll get the eggs.
Oh, honestly, it's one step forward and 43 back with that girl.
I heard that.
I'm not sure we shouldn't be looking around for someone a bit more predictable.
Don't be daft, Claire. Lizzie's great with everybody and she's been very loyal to us, considering.
Considering what?
Well, it's not everybody who could cope with all the stuff that's happened here in the last year.
I was only in that state once, Trisha. It's not every day your husband bails out on you for an older woman.
I'm not talking about that. God, you were so ill, though. I've never seen a hangover like it.
It was very distressing, Trisha.
I know. Mind you, it was pretty distressing seeing you asleep on the worktop all day with your head in a pillow of smoked bacon.
Oh, that's rubbish. I'm not even replying to that. Lizzie, would you please leave that pump? There's a lump of dough here waiting to be kneaded.
That's no way to talk about your sister, Claire.
We set about attempting to prepare the new lunch menu, trying not to panic that we were chefless, but quickly got sucked into the morning coffee rush hour.
Hey, Trish. Mm-hmm. See, the grumpy yoga guy's got a new yellow mat.
Oh, very cheery. So unlike him.
Maybe all that pranayama deep breathing's finally paying off.
About time, Lizzie. I was going to offer to asphyxiate him if he didn't cheer up.
Either that or he's finally realised that coffee's the way to go.
What? No tepid green tea with a slice of lemon this morning?
No, man, he totally went for it. Triple espresso.
Oh, my God. He'll never manage a shoulder stand with an attack of the shakes. Oh, here we go. Hi, Christoph. Where the hell are you? We're snowed under here.
Oh, thank God for that. Tell him to hurry up.
Is that Minty's burnt toast?
Yep, as requested. I don't know why she doesn't go down the road to the Greasy Spoon. Their whole menu's served cremated.
Ah, but she wouldn't have us lot to hang out with, would she?
Oh, God, look at the time. I need to think about going soon.
How? What's up?
Oh, I've got a meeting at Hannah's school. Oh, pass me those cups, please, will you?
Is she skiving off classes again?
Well, I'm not actually sure what's happening.
Well, this is like the third time this month you've had to go and see that head guy.
Thanks for the update, Lizzie. Come on, give Minty her toast before she starts complaining it's not the right kind of burnt.
Claire, could you come into the kitchen, please?
Oh, what is it? I can't really leave Lizzie out here on her own.
Okay, are you ready for this?
Oh, don't tell me Christoph's locked out of his flat again. Or no, getting locked in his flat. That's his speciality, isn't it?
No, he's not in his flat. He's in Poland.
Poland?
Shh!
Well, he's never going to get the roasted pumpkin soup on by lunchtime then, is he? What the hell is he doing in Poland?
Apparently, his son has had an accident.
His son? What son? He doesn't have a son.
I ushered Claire into the kitchen and tried to relay the garbled conversation I'd just had with Christoph, who was, it has to be said, always big on making a drama out of a crisis.
His son is 17 and he's in hospital.
Yes, in Gdansk.
In Gdansk?
Apparently.
He came off his motorbike.
His motorbike?
God, is there an echo in here?
Oh, I'm sorry, Trisha.
I'm just trying to take this all in.
Christoph's just arrived at Gdansk Airport, okay? He got the news of the accident last night and got the first plane out this morning.
Well, that's just typical of him.
Claire?
Well, how do we know this isn't just a Christoph special? That man has such a flimsy grasp on reality sometimes.
Nah, he wouldn't make that up.
Well, have you been eavesdropping again, Lizzie?
Eavesdropping? They can hear you at the castle, Claire.
Oh, be quiet.
Christoph wouldn't invent a dying son in an Eastern European hospital. I mean, that's, like, really bad, even for him.
Is he dying?
I don't know, Claire. He was really upset, babbling on.
Oh, well, I don't know what to believe. That man's cried wolf so many times.
Well, that's not very generous.
Oh, well, he's such a drama queen. It could be a nosebleed for all we know, and he'd insist it was a potentially fatal hemorrhage.
Oh, Claire, would you listen to yourself? For goodness sake, get a grip.
Yeah, you don't want to get all bitter, Claire. It's really ageing.
What?
Oh, Lizzie.
It's true. Negative energy can really show on a person's face. Just look at
Lizzie.
I'm just saying.
Look, guys, whatever the story is with Christoph, he's definitely not here, okay? And we are now without a chef.
Honestly, is there anybody out there that you can actually depend on not to bugger off these days?
Claire, it's not personal. This has nothing to do with you.
Yeah, Trisha's right. This isn't like Struan leaving you. I mean, that was really devastating. The man you'd loved and trusted all these years, father of your children
Lizzie.
And all that. No, I mean, I know you kind of like Christoph, but he's just a guy passing through, really. And actually, it's Trisha who should be upset, seeing as how she was the one who was kind of, you know, having a thing with him.
Oh, Lizzie.
I think we'd all better get a move on. That pumpkin isn't going to peel itself.
And for the record, Lizzie, I was not having a thing with him.
Sorry to intrude, girls, but there's a young man out here waiting for a skinny flat white.
Oh,
and a big woman who says she's starving.
Oh, heck.
Well, she looks to me like she's had more than enough to eat. But that's my opinion.
Don't suppose you kept it to yourself, Minty. Pass me that treat, will you please, Trish?
You're needing a hand, girls. Oh, I'm available for the rest of my life. Which, granted, may not be that long. Oh,
that would be great, Minty.
No, thanks, Minty. We'll manage.
Ah, well, make up your mind. It's a strictly limited offer.
Lizzie, what are you on this morning?
What?
Have you had a mind swipe or something which has totally eradicated the few tact neurons you actually had?
You've been watching Doctor Who again. I love the old guy.
I can't believe what you just said to Claire. She's trying to cope with being dumped after 20 years of marriage, for goodness sake. You can't trample all over her feelings like that. She's still very fragile.
Shit. I was trying to make her feel better. And you were kind of seeing Christoph, Trisha.
No, I wasn't. Pass me that other knife, will you?
You're going to stab me, like?
I would, but we're one man down already.
Yeah. So what about you and Christoph, then?
Ugh. I never got off the ground again, really. Not after the whole Richard carry-on.
Yeah, but it was over with Richard.
Yeah, it was. Anyway, Christoph and I did hang out a few times after that, I suppose.
Like friends with benefits hanging out.
Do you have to be quite so nosy?
Man, you've got men hanging out all over the shop. No wonder Claire's furious.
Oh, don't be daft. She's still trying to get over Struan.
Exactly. All the more reason for her to be fantasising about crazy Christoph. I mean, Struan was pretty boring, wasn't he?
Bloody hell, Lizzie. Will you stop saying what you think out loud? It's going to get you in a lot of trouble one of these days.
My mum was always saying that.
Mind you, maybe it's better sometimes than being all weird and secretive. I mean, why did Christoph never tell anybody about his son? We know he has an ex-wife, so why would he keep his son a secret?
Even my birth father doesn't know I exist, apparently.
Oh, Lizzie, I'm sorry.
Probably just as well. Don't fancy visiting him in Sochten.
Oh, shit, is he in prison?
Well, I don't mean the skate park, Trish.
Sorry.
Yeah, drugs. Big time. My birth mother, Jenny, too. Some couple, eh?
Oh, God, Lizzie.
Right, that's got to be enough carrots for night vision for everybody in Edinburgh. What's needing macheted next?
Right, 2 pesto paninis, please, and a mozzarella ciabatta without mozzarella or butter.
So, like a dry roll, then?
Well, I suppose so. Oh, that can't be right. And we need another coffee out there. The woman in the crocheted top spilt her latte all over 2 of the bald men.
Are those guys back again? They were here last Tuesday morning too.
Maybe they've formed a hair loss support group.
Oh, well, we should be charging them if they're having a meeting.
Or maybe they're cancer patients and they've only got weeks to live and they come here to share their experiences and talk about their wills and stuff.
For goodness sake, Lizzie, maybe they're just a bunch of middle-aged guys who fancy a coffee. Oh, God, that can't be the time. Oh, right, I need to get going.
Can you not postpone the meeting, Claire? There's a hell of a lot to do here.
Oh, don't guilt trip me, Tricia.
I'm not. I just thought maybe if it wasn't that important...
If I could get out of it, Tricia, believe me, I would.
Well, you better not be late or the headmaster will be all rage before you even get there. You don't want to make things worse for Hannah, not when she's in the shit already.
Not helpful, Lizzie. Oh, where's my bag?
I'm just saying.
Exactly, that's the problem. Keep it to yourself.
More thinking, less saying. I used to say that to my autistic kids at school. They were always confusing inside thoughts with outside thoughts.
I'm not autistic.
Oh, I think we're all a wee bit autistic, really.
Right, well, look, I'll be as quick as I can. Now, keep Minty out of here. We don't want her trailing our sleeves in anything. Oh, I don't know the last time that cardie saw the inside of a washing machine.
Is that not an inside thought, Claire?
Claire swept out of cafe culture in a cloud of anxiety and Chanel 19, leaving Lizzie and I to sort out the follically challenged men and to grapple with the lunch preparations.
Oh man, the dishes are piling up in there and we're running out of cakes and stuff.
I know.
I haven't got a scoopy how to make that kielbasa brioche thing he's got on the menu.
Right, where's Minty?
Window table, she's having a sleep after a meringue.
I'll see if I can rouse her. Maybe she'll help us out. Minty?
Is that you, Lord?
No, Minty, it's Tricia. Do you think you could help make some soup and stuff? We're struggling without a chef here.
I'm gay tired, but I'll do my best.
Oh, that'd be great, thanks.
Fingers crossed the Lord doesn't take me till after lunch.
Fingers crossed Claire doesn't get back till after lunch.
Another tray of cheese scones out the oven, and I've done a pot of proper Scottish lentil soup. Not keen on his Polish pavé.
Don't think it's a nationalist issue, Minty, just a difference in personal taste.
And I don't see the point in serving those silly wee pastry things on the side.
It's sausage brioche.
Plain fare, that's all you need. Whatever's wrong with a bannock?
Bannock? What's that? It sounds sore.
How could you have voted SNP and not know what a bannock is? That's your heritage, lassie.
Sorry.
I'm not sure Scots language was quite the crux of the campaign, Minty.
Oh, I know that. It was about inequality, the abuse of power and colonialism. Still is, God help us.
Yeah, well, the woman on table three is campaigning for an Earl Grey, by the way. And the dude in the sunglasses says he'll have the soup.
Right. One Scottish lentil soup coming up. Oh, I'll have to get some more bannocks from the storeroom.
Thanks, Minty.
Man, I thought we were in for another lecture there.
Oh, it's clear she should be on that. She was the only floating voter around here.
God, have you seen this soup? It's so thick you could dance on it.
Why would you want to do that?
What?
Dance on Minty's soup?
I don't want to dance on her soup. Don't be so daft, Lizzie. It's just a saying.
Who's saying?
Well, be quiet and water it down before she serves it. That guy will be asking for a knife and fork to eat it with.
You can't let her serve it, Trish. She'll spill it all over the shop.
Oh, God. Mrs. Overall's alive and well and living in Edinburgh.
I'm on it.
Apart from a disgruntled customer complaining about trade's descriptions, Minty's solidly Scottish menu variations seemed to be going down well. I had just nipped to the loo when Claire appeared, brandishing a toothbrush.
Oh, sorry I was so long. How's it all going?
Okay, although we're running out of stuff all over the place. How'd you get on at school?
Don't want to talk about it.
Oh dear, that bad?
Yep.
Have you had your lunch?
No time.
Oh, I just thought because you're cleaning your teeth.
Well, I always clean my teeth before a meal.
Do you? I didn't know that. How did I not know that?
Well, we don't have to know every single thing about each other, you know.
No, I know, but cleaning your teeth before a meal.
Well, then you know when you start eating that you're starting from scratch, so that when you're finished eating, you're only dealing with one food episode when you clean them again.
What? A food episode? Well, is that the same as a meal in my world, Earthling?
Oh, you know what I mean.
Not really. I sometimes think we can't possibly be related. One of us was definitely swapped at birth.
Well, it wasn't me. I've got Mum's small nose.
Yeah, yeah, and I got a big beak, I know.
God, I'd bloody ground Hannah for the next year if I actually had any control over her. And if she had any intention of ever doing anything I tell her.
Would she listen to me, do you think?
Oh, I doubt it. You're guilty by association. You're my sister. You're not in the fun, exciting camp with her dad, desperate to be her best pal, and showering her with inappropriately expensive gifts.
That stage will pass. She'll start to see through that soon enough.
You reckon? She's a material girl, remember?
Really? Where did she get that from?
Right, that's as good as it's going to get today. God, I look ancient.
Rubbish, your face is lovely.
Oh, thanks, Trish.
Shame about your arse right enough.
Get back to work, you, or I'll flush your head down the loo.
During a brief lull in what had turned into a mad, hectic day, I grabbed a coffee in the kitchen while Lizzie and Claire debated the next day's menu.
We should definitely have that on. Folk love black pudding.
Well, maybe the seared scallops or something, but not with egg and chips. I think that's calf food, Lizzie.
This is a cafe.
Exactly. The A makes all the difference.
We need to be realistic about what we can actually cook, guys.
I've learned tons from Christoph.
There's been a wee parcel delivered for you, Tricia.
Oh, thanks, Minty. That'll be the sample napkins, hopefully.
Look, no offence, Lizzie, but your cooking isn't any better than mine, and I'm no cook.
Aha! There's certainly been no complaints about my food today.
You can't be serious.
Tricia!
Well, I was only saying.
Not you, Minty, not you. Oh, bastard!
What's wrong, for goodness sake?
The napkins can't be that bad.
Why would you do that? What am I supposed to do with this?
Okay, we've no idea what you're on about, Trish. Give us a clue.
It's a booking for dinner at Les Deux Magots, for God's sake.
Nah, lost it now. No idea what the problem is.
Bastard!
Why don't you start, Claire?
The cafe in Paris?
Exactly.
Rail ticket?
Yeah, first class.
Okay, so we're suddenly in a bad fringe show now, and you guys just repeat lines over and over again, and nobody knows what you're talking about.
Is this package from that Richard, by any chance?
Oh, wow, what's he after now?
It's nearly the fifth anniversary of our first weekend together. We got the train to Paris and had dinner in Les Deux Magots. We always used to say that we would never go back there until we were really together.
Once he'd left his wife, like.
And one day we'd open a cafe like that where loads of cool people would hang out, and finally he'd write his novel and I'd paint huge canvases and hang them on the walls, and we'd obviously live happily ever after.
So he wants you to meet him there next week? He's saying that this is you two together for real now? That is so cool!
Oh, rubbish. His wife's probably finally thrown him out.
Oh, God!
Sasha never married Simone de Beauvoir, you know.
What's that got to do with anything?
Les Deux Magots was their hangout.
Oh, man. You don't want to get caught up in all that existential angst, Trish. What are you going to do?
I'm going to have some bread and butter pudding with custard. That's what I'm going to do.
Here, pet. I'll get it for you.
Honestly, what's wrong with people? Think they can just change everything when they feel like it. Oh, help is filling up out there.
Maybe you should go to London and see him, though.
Oh, you're not going anywhere, Trish. I can't take any more abandonment.
Said without even a hint of irony. Oh, here we go. Oh, my God, this is the longest text in the world.
Got to be from Christoph, then.
Yep.
He never says in five words what he can say in 500.
Reeling after Richard's unexpected communication and Christoph's epic text, I scoffed Minty's pudding before seeing off the last customers. Carrying a laden tray back into the deserted kitchen, I was surprised to see an impromptu staff gathering in progress outside.
You're not taking that bike inside again, Lizzie.
Oh, come on, Claire. It's starting to rain.
Oh, it is not. You're such a fibber.
You're fiddling with your eyebrow. That's your fibbing fiddling.
Confession time, Lizzie. Have you been poking your finger in the fresh cream again?
Oh, God.
Lizzie. No, but... Well, okay, this bike kind of isn't mine.
Oh, bloody hell, Lizzie. I really don't want to hear, but we were only joking.
Lizzie, you haven't nicked it, have you?
Well, kind of. I just sort of borrowed it. Oh, God, I need to sit down. Pass me that crate, will you, please? Oh, I actually feel a bit faint.
Bet you haven't eaten all day, have you?
Oh, not if you don't count the stale custard creams in the headmaster's office. Honestly, the amount I pay in fees to that place.
Well, that'll teach you to abandon state education. You get a better class of biscuit and a comprehensive.
Oh, well, I'm abandoning being out here now. It's bloody freezing.
Right, everybody inside.
Oh, here, Trish, don't forget your soapbox.
We shut out the autumn nip in the air and got stuck in about assembling a meal for ourselves with the day's leftovers, while Claire popped out to get some wine.
And tomorrow I could do a mutton stew and semolina pudding.
Good grief, was there a takeover by the White Heather Club while I was out? That's a bit loud.
Here, grab a plate, it's ready. Yeah. Minty's just trying to educate me about traditional Scottish culture.
Scottish culture or tourist culture?
Oh, this smells good.
Mm. Hey, get a seat, folksy.
Mm. Right, who's got a glass of wine?
Absolutely.
Mm. No thanks.
Would you rather have a wee sherry, Minty? I think there's some in the cupboard.
Oh, no thanks. I have a couple of bottles of Guinness in my bag.
Oh, right, okay.
Good for you, Minty. Get stuck in.
Oh, well, you don't lose your sense of taste when you get a bus pass, Claire. Mm.
And I'm not offering you a drink, Lizzie. You have to fix that bike and take it back to where it came from as soon as you've finished eating.
Oh, I'll do it tomorrow.
It's fixed. I started it earlier on. I tightened the brakes while I was at it.
Cool. Thanks, Minty. You're brilliant at doing handy stuff.
Oh, well, everybody needs practical skills in life. I can deliver children too.
Awesome.
Well, let's hope you don't need to demonstrate that in here, Minty.
Seriously, Lizzie, you have to return the bike tonight. Some poor soul's been without it all day.
No, she definitely doesn't need it. I checked. I'd never do that. It belongs to a girl in the Grange.
The Grange? Oh, they'll have half the police force out looking for you.
She's got two other bikes and her dad just bought her a new Mini Cooper.
Oh, God, keep the bloody bike then. They probably won't even notice.
Oh, now don't be ridiculous. You can't condone stealing. Theft is theft.
Aye, well, tell that to the banks and the hedge fund managers.
Well said, Minty. From each according to his abilities to each according to his needs.
Oh, here we go. Suppose I'm going to have to put up with your ranting till Christoph gets back. He doesn't seem to mind it.
Hey, Trisha, what did Christoph say in his text?
Oh, Christoph's been in touch again?
Yeah.
Oh, why didn't you say? What's going on?
Well, I got distracted with, you know, and I thought it was best to wait till the end of the day to discuss things.
Why, what is it? When's he coming back?
Mercifully, no. His son didn't die, Claire, and he's so grateful for your concern.
Praise God he's been spared. For now, anyway.
Oh, good. Obviously, that's very good news. There's no need to be sarcastic, Trish. Of course I'm concerned. Was it really serious?
Well, not exactly. But it could have been. It was rubbish of us to doubt him.
So what was wrong with his son, then?
Broken arm and a split lip.
Oh, man. What is that guy like?
His whole life is a bloody opera, honestly. Pass me that bottle, will you please, Minty?
Listen, guys, the thing is, Christoph's not coming back.
What? But his son's going to be fine, isn't he?
Well, he's decided that he needs to sort his life out in Poland with his family, and there's a possibility of a job lecturing at the university again, which, of course, is what he really wants to do.
Oh, I can't cope with all this change. Why can't things just stay the same? Oh, I'm fed up with surprises. I want everything to be boringly predictable for the rest of my life until I drop dead.
Hopefully that'd be a surprise, though.
Why is everybody disappearing on me? First Struan, and now Hannah's planning to go off and live with her dad and the old bad girlfriend in the States.
Oh, God, really? I thought he was just there on holiday.
Bloody long holiday. He's been there for months. Mind you, everything's bigger in America, isn't it?
Look, Claire, you really don't know how things are going to turn out yet. They're still in a state of flux.
Flux? Is that the 52nd state?
No! Oh, very good, Lizzie. I like that.
I hate flux.
Well, life is full of it.
Are you fancying some flux, Trisha? I've clocked that Lonely Planet book in your bag.
You know, the world's a big place. It's good to keep exploring.
Yeah, but when does exploring just become avoiding? When's moving on actually just running away?
Mm. Well said, Lizzie. She would never take that from me, you know.
Well, you're always saying that we have to take responsibility for ourselves, Tricia, and that's true. But sometimes we need to do that with the folk who are actually in our lives and not the folk that we imagine might be in our lives.
Lizzie, that is so true and so profound. I can't believe you thought that up.
Oh, I read it in a magazine at the dentist.
Look, I'm not going anywhere, right? I am not going to meet Richard in Paris or London or anywhere else for that matter. I'm staying here to live my own life with my own family.
Tricia.
Oh, no, Claire, don't start greeting again.
I've got a handkerchief in my bag. Oh, it's been used right enough.
Oh, no, you're all right, Minty. There's a napkin here.
And obviously, the first change we have to make is to find a new chef. It's all fixable.
Well, yes, and sometimes solutions are right under your nose. Look, I could be here again tomorrow in the kitchen for you.
Well, if you're spared, Minty...
Aye, that's true.
Okay, we have a plan.
Oh, come on, girls, have a dram.
Oh, man, you've got a whole bar in your bag, Minty.
Oh, God, I don't know if I can risk a whiskey.
Ah, you're a long time deed.
Well, that's true. Ching-a-ling, girls.
Oh, ching-a-ling. Oh, man, that is strong.
I'll put ears on your chest.
Oh, God, no more wax.
Come on, girls. Down in one.
And so we drank our whiskey and put on more music. And as I looked at the smiling faces around me, it struck me that change was everywhere, all the time, in everything and in everybody. Whether you get on an early morning plane to Gdansk, or board a late train to Paris. The thing is, you don't have to force it, and you don't have to fear it. You just have to live it.
Secrets and Larties is written by Hilary Lyon and directed by Marilyn Imrie. It stars Hilary McLean as Trish, Hilary Lyon as Claire, Pearl Appleby as Lizzie, and June Watson as Minty. Produced by Murray Hunter and Gordon Kennedy, it's an Absolutely production for BBC Radio 4.